Wise men from the East, and the Greek word is magi, magi. Now, they were astrologers who studied the stars and their dreams for divine revelation. And I know we have pop astrology in our papers and so on. I mean, these were serious, serious people and serious arts, spiritual arts. So, the implications, the God we believe in spoke to them through their religion, which was not the Jewish faith or Christianity. Is there a way to God outside scriptural revelation? Through dreams and astrology, for example. This story suggests there is. And there are other such stories in the Bible that suggest God can be found in many different ways outside direct scriptural revelation. The Magi are faithful to God and pure in heart, while the religious leaders of Israel do not hear God's voice and are corrupt in their hearts. Does God speak to the pure in heart no matter their creed or religion? Once again, the Bible suggests this to be the case. So then, does it matter what we believe? Is it enough if we're sincere and pure in heart? Hold on to that question. Also, we live increasingly in a world where there are not only more people who claim no faith, but also people who claim different faiths, who are our neighbors. Do our particular beliefs and creeds as Christians matter? To tackle these questions, let's begin by identifying two extremes we need to avoid. The extreme of fundamentalism is a problem in any religious tradition. A fundamentalist believes that unless you believe as they believe, you are damned. There is one truth, and they have it. Unless you recite specific words and believe specific things as they formulate them, you are lost. Unless you have certain experiences the way they experience them, you are somehow deficient, and your connection to the divine is inadequate. But is it possible? Is it possible that there may be those of another religion who have a connection to God or the sacred, a connection that is serious and profound, and therefore valid, even if we can't understand it? At the very least, a person of another faith who worships regularly in community, who prays, listens, and meditates on their sacred texts, who is committed to kindness, compassion, honesty, integrity, forgiveness. Such a person is closer to me than someone who claims to be a Christian but has little commitment within a community of faith and little commitment in living out their faith. Actions and practices matter, especially when they come with sincerity and humility. Actions and practices of genuine, attentive, committed compassion, they can only come out of an inspiration of God. But does this lead to the other extreme to fundamentalism? And that extreme is relativism. And by relativism, I mean the belief, more or less, that every faith leads to the same goal and worships the same God, one way or the other. If we accept that other religions can communicate God like Christianity does, do we end up with relativism? No. The Magi come to pay tribute to a specific God, not just any God, a specific God. A relationship with a specific God is key, as is a specific tradition and specific spiritual practices and rituals of worship and prayer And these help us access and commune with such a God. We access God not in general, but through a specific path. And the God Jesus reveals and embodies is a specific God, not just any God. It makes all the difference what kind of God we believe in. But does this mean... But this doesn't mean God may not be encountered in other ways also. God is bigger than our creeds. God is bigger than our beliefs, our traditions, our ways of understanding and experiencing and worshiping the divine. God is bigger than that. But there is a specific way in, and everyone has to find that way. The key is the content of God's character we believe in and how that shapes our values as people of faith. Who is the God we believe in? And how is this specific God connected with our beliefs, our traditions, our values, our commitments? What's the connection? How is the God Jesus reveals the foundation of our beliefs, our values, our traditions, our commitments? This also means that what we believe about God, about the world, about people, about our purpose in the universe, all of it, what we believe matters. As Christians, it is increasingly important that we know what it is we believe and the reasons why, especially as we live in a world, a very pluralistic world. To have a real relationship of respect with a person of another faith who takes their beliefs seriously, I need to be able to articulate or define my own beliefs. So what are they? What are they? I've provided for you a bulletin insert just to kind of kindle your own personal reflection on what it is you believe or can believe. The word creed itself, I'm just following through there, you can follow along as well, comes from the Latin credo, which means I believe. And so a creed is a series of I believe statements. And so the earliest creed we found in inscriptions is actually two words here broken down in three, Jesus Kyrios, Jesus is Lord. And this was stated explicitly, knowing that for the rest of the world, they would confess that Caesar is Lord. So to say that Jesus, to confess, I believe that Jesus is Lord, is to say something very radical. There's a very different kind of Lord that we believe in. And then there's the earliest creedal symbol. Some of us see that in the back of cars. You know, they have this fish symbol. I mean, that when you see that, you'd know that this person is claiming, anyway, to be a Christian. And this symbol was found from ancient times, the earliest times, and it's one way for people, especially those who fear persecution or discrimination, it's sort of a secret way of having this symbol, and the right people recognize what that means. That is, Christians would know what it means. The rest would say, well, that's just a fish. And the Greek word for fish, each letter represents something of a creedal statement. So I have that below. So each of the five letters would be Jesus, Christ, God, Son of God, and Savior. And so people would say, okay, if I see this symbol, someone carrying that, I'd know that this person is also a Christian, right? And then I've created my own creed, which I do as a kind of exercise for myself. If I had to strip down Christianity to its bare essence, what would that be? What would that be? And so I'll just read through these. 1 to 4 are statements that I think are not only specific to Christianity, but I think people of other faiths, those we can respect, also would be able to embrace some of these elements. So I believe that I am created by God, full of goodness and beauty, infinitely so. That's where we begin. But I also believe that in spite of the goodness and beauty in me, I also make mistakes in my behavior and carry imperfections in my heart, toward others, toward myself, toward life, toward the earth, toward God. That's reality. That's truth. But I believe that I am forgiven and loved by God in spite of my mistakes and imperfections, infinitely so. Number three is where someone begins an authentic relationship with God, experiencing that kind of infinite love and forgiveness. That's the core experience that makes Christianity. And number four, the implications of that. I believe that I must learn how to forgive and love others, myself, life, this earth, and God, the way I am forgiven and loved, infinitely so. And then number five is specifically for those of us who confess to be Christians, followers of Jesus. That's what makes our faith really specific. I believe this God is revealed and embodied most fully in Jesus, in his life and death, that he is resurrected, and that his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, lives in me and is working to inspire in me the faith, hope, and love I need to live justly, serve compassionately, and give generously of myself with all my mistakes and imperfections. I'm still, you know, someone who's going to make mistakes, but something else is working in me as well. This faith, hope, and love that has been stirred through this relationship with God as Jesus has opened that door for me. And finally, this is important too. I believe Jesus, the risen Christ, can most fully inspire in me such faith, hope, and love when I am being nurtured with others in Christian community and not just through my own individual spiritual practices. This last statement is very relevant for our day and age, I think, an age where people claim to be spiritual but not religious, which means I develop my own spiritual path. Community is inconsequential to me. But for those of us here, community is a way we are supported, we are engaged, we practice our faith with each other, and we are inspired as well. So that's mine, and it hopefully can kindle something for all of us here to reflect on what it is that we believe, if we had to really strip it down to its bare essentials. So people of other faith communities are our friends, not our enemies, especially as they exemplify some elements of our creed in the way they live. Our real enemy is actually indifference, selfishness, lack of commitment, lack of compassion, judgmentalism, hate, and a lack of openness to other ways of seeing and believing. Fundamentalism of any kind is wrong because it makes no room for others and the perspective of others. It judges others and condemns them if they don't believe and express their beliefs according to a specific doctrinal and spiritual formula. Relativism is wrong because it refuses to make a commitment to a specific tradition of accessing and communing with the divine. Compassion requires both openness to difference, yes, but the God we worship, revealed and embodied in Jesus, demands that we commit ourselves, and commitment is always specific. Commit ourselves in love, that we defend and protect the vulnerable, that we forgive offenders, even though we also hold them accountable, that we recognize that the truth of Jesus is bigger and richer than any one creed can contain, and yet without a creed, we have no anchor or foundation. So this brings it back to us, you know, what is it that we believe? It's a worthwhile question to explore. May we discover who are our true friends, and may we find creative ways in love to be kind and to make friends where possible, even with those who think of themselves as enemies. May we open ourselves to find fellow spiritual friends on our journey as Joseph and Mary found the Magi on theirs. And may we develop greater clarity as to what it is we believe as we commune with friends of other faiths who share with us what they believe.